请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Tom and his friends found an old map.
汤姆和他的朋友们发现了一张旧地图。
It showed where the emperor's treasure was hidden.
它显示了皇帝的宝藏藏在哪里。
They decided to find the treasure together.
他们决定一起寻找宝藏。
They packed food and water for the trip.
他们为旅行准备了食物和水。
The map led them to a dark forest.
地图带领他们到了一片黑暗的森林。
They walked carefully to avoid getting lost.
他们小心地走路以避免迷路。
Suddenly, they heard a strange noise.
突然，他们听到了一个奇怪的声音。
A big dog appeared in front of them.
一只大狗出现在他们面前。
The dog looked friendly, so they petted it.
那只狗看起来很友好，所以他们抚摸了它。
The dog started to follow them.
那只狗开始跟着他们。
They reached a river and needed to cross it.
他们到达了一条河，需要过河。
Tom found a small boat near the shore.
汤姆在岸边附近发现了一艘小船。
They used the boat to cross the river.
他们用船渡过了河流。
After crossing, they walked up a hill.
穿过后，他们走上了一座山丘。
On top, they found a big chest.
在上面，他们发现了一个大箱子。
The chest was full of gold and jewels.
箱子里装满了黄金和珠宝。
They were happy and cheered loudly.
他们很高兴，并大声欢呼。
The dog was their new friend.
那只狗是他们的新朋友。
They took the treasure home safely.
他们安全地把宝藏带回了家。
Their adventure was fun and exciting.
他们的冒险既有趣又令人兴奋。
Opening a bank account is easy and helpful.
开设银行账户既简单又有帮助。
First, choose the bank where you want to open an account.
首先，选择你想开设账户的银行。
You will need some personal documents like your ID card and proof of address.
你将需要一些个人文件，如你的身份证和地址证明。
Visit the bank and ask for the account opening form.
去银行并索取开户表格。
Fill in the form carefully with your information.
仔细填写表格，提供您的信息。
Check all details before submitting the form.
提交表格之前，检查所有细节。
Hand the form and your documents to the bank clerk.
将表格和您的文件交给银行职员。
The clerk will verify your documents and approve the account.
职员将核实您的文件并批准账户。
Next, you may need to deposit some money to activate the account.
接下来，您可能需要存入一些钱以激活账户。
You can choose a debit card or checkbook for your account.
您可以选择借记卡或支票簿用于您的账户。
The bank will give you a card and a PIN number.
银行将给你一张卡和一个密码。
Keep your PIN number safe and do not share it with others.
保持您的 PIN 码安全，不要与他人共享。
After opening the account, learn to manage your money wisely.
开户后，学习明智地管理你的钱。
Keep track of your expenses and income every month.
跟踪您的支出和收入，每个月。
Use online banking or mobile apps for easy access to your account.
使用在线银行或手机应用程序，轻松访问您的账户。
Remember to save money regularly to build your savings.
记得定期存钱以建立你的储蓄。
If you have questions, ask bank staff for help anytime.
如果您有疑问，请随时向银行工作人员寻求帮助。
Opening a bank account is the first step to good financial habits.
开设银行账户是养成良好理财习惯的第一步。
The football match between Inter and Lazio was highly anticipated by fans.
国际米兰和拉齐奥之间的足球比赛备受球迷期待。
Both teams showed great skill and determination throughout the game.
两支队伍在整个比赛过程中展现了出色的技能和决心。
In the first half, Inter dominated possession but struggled to score.
上半场，国际米兰掌控了控球权，但难以得分。
Lazio's defense was solid, preventing many dangerous attempts.
拉齐奥的防守很稳固，阻止了许多危险的尝试。
One of the key moments was a remarkable save by Inter's goalkeeper.
关键时刻之一是国际米兰门将的出色扑救。
This save kept the score at zero and energized the team.
这次扑救保持了比分为零，并激励了团队。
After the break, Lazio became more aggressive in attack.
休息之后，拉齐奥在进攻中变得更加激进。
They scored a beautiful goal after a quick counterattack.
他们再一次快速反击后射入了一记漂亮的进球。
Inter tried to respond quickly but faced strong defensive pressure.
国际米兰试图迅速回应，但面临强烈的防守压力。
Lazio's goalkeeper made several important saves to maintain the lead.
拉齐奥的守门员做出了几次重要的扑救以保持领先。
In the final minutes, Inter's striker hit the post twice.
在最后几分钟，国际米兰的前锋两次击中了门柱。
Despite the effort, Inter could not find the equalizer.
尽管努力，国际米兰还是找不到扳平者。
The match ended with a 1-0 victory for Lazio.
比赛以拉齐奥1-0的胜利结束。
After the game, coaches praised the players' commitment and focus.
比赛结束后，教练们称赞了球员们的投入和专注。
The midfield battle was intense and crucial for the game's outcome.
中场战斗激烈且对比赛结果至关重要。
Inter's attacking players created several good chances, but luck was not on their side.
国际米兰的进攻球员创造了多个好机会，但运气没有站在他们这边。
Overall, the match was a thrilling experience for everyone involved.
总的来说，这场比赛对所有参与者来说都是一次激动人心的经历。
Fans now look forward to the next exciting clash between the two clubs.
球迷们现在期待着接下来两俱乐部之间激动人心的对决。
My Omar arrived at the Cannes Festival wearing a stunning evening gown that caught everyone's attention.
麦奥马穿着一件惊艳的晚礼服出席了戛纳电影节，吸引了所有人的注意。
The red carpet was crowded with photographers eager to capture every moment of the glamorous event.
红地毯上挤满了渴望捕捉每一刻的摄影师，参加这场华丽的活动。
Fans gathered along the barriers, cheering loudly and waving banners to show their admiration.
粉丝沿着障碍物聚集，大声欢呼，挥舞横幅以表达他们的钦佩。
Mai smiled warmly, acknowledging the crowd's enthusiastic response.
Mai 温暖的微笑，承认了人群热情的反应。
Her elegance and charm were undeniable, making her one of the most talked about celebrities that evening.
她的优雅和魅力不可否认，使她成为那个晚上谈论最多的名人之一。
Reporters quickly surrounded her, asking questions about her latest projects and film roles.
记者迅速围绕着她，询问关于她最新项目和电影角色的问题。
Mai graciously responded, sharing insights about the challenges and rewards of working in the film industry.
Mai 彬彬有礼地回应，分享了关于电影行业工作挑战和回报的见解。
The festival's atmosphere was electric, filled with excitement and anticipation for upcoming premieres.
节日的气氛充满电力，充满了兴奋和对即将到来的首映的期待。
Cameras flashed incessantly as celebrities arrived one after another in extravagant outfits.
当名人在华丽的服装中一个接一个到达时，照相机不停地闪光。
Social media buzzed with photos and comments, capturing the glamour and excitement of the night.
社交媒体充满了照片和评论，捕捉到了夜晚的魅力和激动人心。
Fashion critics praised Mai Omar's choice of dress, noting its unique design and impeccable fit.
时尚评论家称赞了麦奥马的服装选择，注意到其独特的设计和无可挑剔的合身。
She gracefully posed for the cameras, aware that every detail was being scrutinized.
她优雅地为相机摆姿势，意识到每个细节都在被仔细审查。
In interviews, Mai emphasized the importance of authenticity despite the glamour surrounding the festival.
在采访中，麦强调了真实性的重要性。尽管节日周围充满了魅力。
She encouraged aspiring actors to remain true to themselves and focus on their craft.
她鼓励有抱负的演员保持真实，并专注于他们的技艺。
The evening concluded with a dazzling awards ceremony that celebrated outstanding achievements in cinema.
晚上以一场璀璨的颁奖典礼结束，该典礼庆祝了电影领域的杰出成就。
Mai Omar received a standing ovation when she was called to the stage to accept her award.
Mai 奥马尔在被召唤上台接受她的奖项时获得了起立鼓掌。
Her speech was heartfelt, expressing gratitude to her colleagues and fans worldwide.
她的演讲发自内心，向她的同事和全球的粉丝表达了感激之情。
After the ceremony, many attendees praised Mai Omar's humility and professionalism.
仪式结束后，许多与会者称赞了麦·奥马尔的谦逊和专业精神。
This event solidified her status as a respected figure in the international film community.
这一事件巩固了她作为国际电影界受人尊敬人物的地位。
Literary criticism serves as a vital lens through which we examine classic works to uncover deeper thematic significances.
文学批评作为一个重要的视角，通过它，我们审视经典作品，以发掘更深层次的主题意义。
By probing the narrative structure and stylistic devices employed by authors, critics challenge surface-level readings.
通过探究叙事结构和作者所采用的风格手法，批评家挑战了表面层次的解读。
This process necessitates an understanding not only of literary history but also of socio-cultural contexts that shape meaning.
这一过程不仅需要理解文学史，还需要理解塑造意义的社会文化背景。
Classic literature frequently addresses universal human concerns, inviting diverse interpretations across temporal and cultural divides.
经典文学经常探讨普遍的人类关切，邀请跨越时间和文化隔阂的多样诠释。
For instance, Shakespeare's oeuvre illustrates complex characterizations that complicate simplistic moral judgments.
例如，莎士比亚的作品展示了复杂的人物刻画，这使得简单的道德判决变得复杂。
Moreover, contemporary literary works engage with classical themes while innovating stylistic paradigms to reflect evolving societal values.
此外，当代文学作品与古典主题互动，同时创新风格范式以反映不断发展的社会价值观。
Critical theory, encompassing schools such as structuralism, postmodernism, and psychoanalysis, informs nuanced readings.
批判理论涵盖结构主义、后现代主义和精神分析等学派，提供细致的解读。
These interpretive frameworks enable scholars to dissect symbolic motifs and ideological undercurrents embedded in texts.
这些解释性框架使学者能够剖析文本中嵌入的象征性动机和意识形态的潜流。
Consequently, literary criticism transcends mere plot summary, evolving into a sophisticated dialogue between text, author, and reader.
因此，文学批评超越了单纯的情节总结，发展成为文本、作者与读者之间的复杂对话。
The stylistic choices, ranging from diction and meter to symbolism and allegory, serve to amplify the work's thematic resonance.
风格选择，从措辞和韵律到象征主义和寓言，旨在增强作品的主题共鸣。
Interpreters must remain vigilant against anachronistic biases that could skew comprehension, particularly when navigating cross-cultural texts.
口译员必须保持警惕，防范可能扭曲理解的时代错误偏见，尤其在处理跨文化文本时。
The interplay between authorial intent and reader reception continues to provoke debate among literary scholars.
作者意图与读者接受之间的相互作用继续在文学学者中引发辩论。
Postcolonial perspectives have unveiled the nuanced power dynamics ingrained in canonical texts, challenging Eurocentric interpretations.
后殖民视角揭示了根植于经典文本中的细微权力动态，挑战了以欧洲为中心的解释。
Feminist literary criticism, too, interrogates gender constructs, recuperating marginalized voices from historical obscurity.
女权主义文学批评也审视性别建构，挽回历史上被边缘化的声音。
The dialogic nature of literary texts invites an active, rather than passive, engagement from its audience.
文学文本的对话性质邀请了其观众积极而非被动的参与。
In sum, literary criticism operates as an essential discourse enabling a richer, more complex appreciation of literature's multifaceted dimensions.
总之，文学批评作为一种重要的话语运作，促进了对文学多方面维度更丰富、更复杂的欣赏。
Such scholarly endeavors continue to invigorate the enduring relevance of literature in contemporary intellectual life.
如此学术努力继续激发文学在当代知识生活中的持久相关性。
Thus, the analytic rigor of literary criticism enriches both academic inquiry and personal engagement with texts.
因此，文学批评的分析严谨性丰富了学术探究和个人与文本的互动。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。